And it's time to put item number three up on the board as we welcome in the head coach of the New York Giants, Ben McAdoo. And coach, obviously last week you got a good team victory in Denver against the Broncos. Doesn't get any easier this week with Seattle coming to town. But talk about the way your team responded to all the challenges last week.
Yeah, I thought we played heavy-handed and physical last week. That was important to us going into the game. We knew what type of game it was going to be. It's a very tough football team that we had to play on the road in a tough environment. And we came out, we responded to the challenge, and played a good team football game.
Coach, you talk about stacking that feeling and getting that mindset. What are the absolute bedrocks of last week's performance that have to be consistent throughout the rest of the season?
Well, it starts with our big guys on both sides of the ball. You look at last week's game, we stopped the run, held them to about 46 yards rushing, and we had 148 ourselves. So our big guys have to play physical, they have to play big. It takes a whole team to stop the run, and it takes a whole offense to run the football. But it starts with our big guys.
Talk about the threat that this Seattle offense behind Russell Wilson, or in front of Russell Wilson, he does so many things. He extends plays. He's very adept at reading pass rushes and knowing if it's man coverage and when to take off. Talk about those challenges.
He can beat you in rhythm. It's not all just extended plays. He can beat you in rhythm. He has some nice touch on his throws. He is accurate. But when he sets the pocket and finds a one-on-one to work, he can get out and really be deadly there. So we have to keep him in the pocket like everyone else tries to do with him. But he is he's a very dangerous quarterback. And the later in the game it gets, the better he gets playing the opponent. So we need to be bet the better team later in the game.
With that said, one-on-one battles. Your team won a lot of one-on-one battles last week. Is that something that you just constantly keep reinforcing with them? That you can talk scheme all you want, but at some point you just got to beat your guy.
Yeah, we need to be the more physical football team. And if you come out and you play defense the way we play defense and stopping the run and playing physical, you have a chance to run the ball into the fourth quarter and get those attempts up on the offensive side of the ball. And when you do that and you run the ball in all four quarters, you have a chance to impose your will on the opponent and play physical and really take them into the deep waters like we talk about doing on the offensive side of the ball. And the defense did a tremendous job, creating field position, creating turnovers, which was really big in the ball game, having the goal line stop.
Your special team stepped up too, and that seems to be trending. Big, you had opportunities for returns, and you covered well last week as well.
Yeah, absolutely. We knew they had a dangerous returner. McKenzie's very dangerous, very talented. We had one punt that was 24 seconds long we had to cover, and the guys did a tremendous job. Can't say enough about our coverage teams. And even at the end of the game on the kickoff coverage, the last kick of the ball game, our kicker, Aldrick, he had a nice gator roll tackle right there, form tackle. He actually got a couple reps in practice this week at it in our LT periods. But they did a nice job rallying to the football on special teams. Maybe the most physical play in football is the onside kick play in your hands team. And those guys, they stood up. They threw their blocks and let Roger Lewis field the ball. That was big for us.
Coach, best of luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.